Rav Shimon Shmuel Feuerherr Hirsch gives a stunning introduction to Halal HaGadol. Brings the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kif Yud Ches Amud Aleph. It says, this is called Halal HaGadol because the great praise emanating from his mighty acts. Why? Mipnei Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumah Shel Olam Mechalek Mizaneis of the Chol Briah. Because it portrays God as enthroned in the heights of the universe, giving sustenance to every living thing. It's evident that from this penultimate verse of the Perek, Noisenechem L'chol Bosa, it's viewed as the sentence in which the theme of the entire Perek culminates, and to which all the preceding verses lead. He says, actually, this verse, which is verse 25, is the only one in this chapter that, according to the grammatical form, contains the direct statement Noisen, who gives. All the other verses are subordinate to the summons Haidu, and therefore begin Lamed, like La'isa Niflas Gadolus or whatever. Or else they continue the sentence which has been begun by the addition of an object, like Es HaShemesh, referring to the sun, or the dependent clause of Vayetzi. So the only pasuk in the entire parak which is direct is Noisenechem L'chol Basa, and this seems to be the most important one. So how does this work? So he explains that in truth, all the preceding psukim portray Hashem as Yeshev Berumah Shel Olam, in all the greatness and majesty of his universal role, both in nature and in history. And then you have the statement of Noisenechem L'chol Basa, which is linked to it. And it teaches us to grasp that in all of all its significance, the great truth that every piece of bread that a human being earns for himself and his dear ones through honest, conscientious toil is to be viewed only as another demonstration of all of the great ways of Hashem's rule. This is huge. For mighty acts of God in nature and history alike must interact if an honest man is to receive his daily bread in an honest manner from the loving hand of Hashem. To realize what has to happen, how many factors have to happen for a person to be able to put bread on the table. And that's what Chazal mean when they say, Kashem is a nice of Shaladam Kikriyas Yamsuf. And that why? Because the Psukim say, Noisenechem L'chol Basa and the Gezer Yamsuf L'Gzarim, the fact that they're put together. Hashem gives bread, and Hashem split the sea. Man does not receive his sustenance only as a result of the operation of purely physical and mechanical laws. Much more than that, the fact that we receive our sustenance represents the effect of free, direct intervention on the part of Hashem in the course of the development of the phenomena of nature and history, just like Kriyas Yamsuf. Think what Hashem had to do in order for you to have your breakfast, lunch, or supper. It's a huge, mind-blowing number of factors. And therefore he explains that we owe our daily sustenance not to accident, not even to simple results of an automatic interaction of natural and social conditions. Rather, we owe the food that we eat every single day to the rule of Hashem himself, which freely commands the forces of nature and society and needs both to fulfill his purpose. And therefore, we can acquire the proper understanding of the ever-occurring refrain, Ki la'olam chasdo, his loving kindness endures forever. This means that the same almighty loving kindness to which all things are possible, as demonstrated by the outstanding acts which we're talking about Hashem here in history with Yitzias Mitzrayim or whatever else. This is La'olam. We see those as this in the phenomena of day-to-day life. So we're literally seeing Hashem, seeing his hand every single day, just like we did in the great moments of history. We're seeing him in every morsel of bread that we eat.